Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning and hello, sunshine. It is our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. I can't believe we're at the ending of July. It's July 25th, 2020, and we are gathered for the last Saturday of the month. One more week to go in the month of July, the seventh month of this very interesting year. But praise God, we are here. On this journey called life. So as we get started this morning, one of our faithpreneurs reached out to myself and to Roz and a couple others to let us know that she was on her way to the emergency room with her son. That's Celia. A lot of you know Celia's name or recognize her voice, as she's very active on our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, and she's just asking for prayers for her baby as they are headed to figure out what's going on. He's had some difficulty sleeping, wasn't taking his medication, and just praying that Kenneth will be fine and that God will cover them as they are at the visit, and that he'll be able to receive the necessary care while they're there. So just lift up Celia in your prayers and her son Kenneth. And I also want to lift up Michelle Allen and family, who unfortunately last Saturday, her son was murdered in Brooklyn, New York. This gun violence that has been really getting to a fever pitch across the country, you know, good kid, not involved in anything, and unfortunately the victim of violent crime. And of course they're trying to find the person. The investigation is out, but his mother is now without her only child, 23 years old. So I'm asking for prayers for Michelle Evans and her entire family and friends. I'll be assisting with the services for him on Monday. So just wrapping my mind around what words God will lay on my heart and the heart of everyone else who is standing in the gap with her, because that's a road that no parent ever wants to travel, to lose your child. I mean, to lose anybody is hard. To lose a parent is hard, a family member. And there's definitely something about losing a child. So please keep Michelle and her family in prayer. This is not an easy time. And I also want you to keep another one of my girlfriends, Toni Coleman Brown. She lost a good friend of hers in Houston, Texas, to coronavirus. He showed up at the hospital to get care. The hospital was full. They had him waiting. And by the time they airlifted him to another hospital, it was too late. So family, you know, we're living in times where, unfortunately, the news is happening at such a pace and a volume that it can be hard to digest it. And I just keep praying for God to give us the strength to get through this season. We know that trouble don't last always. This is definitely a level of trauma and anguish and trouble that we have seen in proportions unknown in recent human history. But we still know that while we're acknowledging what we see, we're dealing with the pain and trying to comfort those who are going through, we're going to trust what we know And what we know is that God is still in control. And what we know, he's the only one that can comfort the heart of the broken. He is the only one that can put the pieces of the puzzle in. And for whatever reason, those he's allowing to transition and to gain rest at this time, we do our part by honoring them, by how we live, how we appreciate this gift called life as we unwrap it each and every day. So family, let's continue to be encouraged. Let's continue to go to the source of our strength, which is Christ. Let's stand on the word, because that's the only thing that won't pass away. And through community, we can be there to just sometimes listen. Sometimes there's no words to really say. It's just being there while the tears roll down the face of your brother or your sister. Sometimes it's just letting a person get it out, get their emotions out. And sometimes it's just you saying a prayer in the quiet of your own prayer closet for those who are going through. Everything has a place. Everything has a purpose under this. Everything was promised to cover and carry us through each and every situation that we face. So I'm so grateful for all of you. I'm so grateful for this platform. I'm so grateful that God gave me the strength and the stamina for a decade to keep this line open. Are part of our community, could hold the same meals, went to black, or find a way to give you what you need to do his work. So I am just thanking him today as I reflect back on how far we've all come, how far we've all grown together in this family, that we can continue to know we can plug in to the source of our being and our existence, and that's Christ, and get powered up to continue to have the strength through these tough moments, through the valley experiences, and through the challenges of life. So I just really want to open up with my gratitude to each and every one of you for being a part of our community, for keeping me lifted in your prayers, because Lord knows I need an extra portion, and for being so willing to love on each other, support one another, be there for one another. That is truly what I want this community to grow and do exponentially, is that we stand unapologetically in our faith in a loving, supportive, transparent environment, that we all know we're not perfect, but we're working towards perfection. We're pressing towards that mark. And as we hear each other's testimonies, as we hear each other's voices, it gives us encouragement for the journey. We overcome by testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So I just really want to start with my gratitude and then open up for those who want to express theirs. Just tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this last Saturday in the month of July, the year 2020. Press star 1 to open your line. Good morning. I see your line on open, but we can't hear you, so just try again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Hey, y'all. This is Jason Hodge from Lakewood, Washington. And, I want to say, again, I'm grateful that these calls have been here. I was just sitting here thinking this morning, and I woke up a little while ago and then dozed off to sleep again, and glad that the alarm was on so that I caught the call today. But, I'm really grateful that these calls have been here consistently for these 10 years. It's amazing. And I was thinking, like, you know, that is a serious grind to get up in the morning, you know, 10 years doing this and not skipping a beat. And last night, you know, another thing I'm grateful for is that I was sitting here. I'm still passed out on the living room floor. Me and my youngest son fell asleep playing with his Legos. And, you know, I think that's definitely a blessing to be able to have the time to spend time with my kids and watch them grow. So, you know, we have an opportunity right now to slow down. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I said, you know, with all of the stuff that's going on, you know, the ups and the downs, we have to be willing to look at God's blessings even in the midst of storms. And you could take two people who are going through the same thing. One of them is looking for God's opportunities in the thing, and so then they don't see really the turmoil for the turmoil's sake. They see it as an opportunity for God to show up and for them to grow. And, you know, I always say, hashtag the gym of life. We all have the weights that we must lift. We absolutely must lift them. And I think too many times as believers, we pray for God to shelter us from things happening instead of God showing us how to grow through the things that happen and how to see his hand in the midst of the things that are happening. You know, if we are not able to go through the things that come our way, how do we speak to that person who doesn't have God in their life, who is going through the things and they don't have the hope? How do we speak to them to say, you know what, it's going to be okay. I went through that same thing, and this is how God brought me through, you know? And if you trust him, and I could tell you how. If you trust him, he'll bring you through too, and you will come out stronger, you'll come out wiser, you'll come out with a deeper understanding of who he is and how he is, and you'll be able to really give account for why it is that you believe the way that you believe. You know, we have to stop running from the weights that we have in life to lift so that we can actually stand knowing that God is God. A lot of us, we have come into the faith, but we don't have the faith because we haven't really had to proof that faith in the fire of life. And so I just want to encourage you to not try to run from the trials and tribulations. And don't get me wrong, there are things that the enemy, when the enemy attacks and you got to stand and you got to speak that word and you got to bind that enemy, you got to release those angels, you have to stand on God's word. And that is, again, something that comes with God's directive. But if you spend all of your time trying to avoid the tough things of life, you will be soft. And when things happen, you will crumble and you will have that same despair that people have who don't know that there is a God who lives that we serve. So don't take so much time trying to avoid your trials and tribulations, but instead take your time to try to find God's hand in the midst of them so that he can bring you through them.
That's a word right there, my brother. That is the truth. That's why people can't understand how you can be calm mm-hmm. when you go it through, because you know you're, yep. it's another rep. It's another rep,
yep.
and another you rep. Get stronger and more resilient. You know, I just finished my morning workout on the beach. And on Saturdays, we take it easy. And we stroll, but I found myself going faster. They were like, where are you speeding to? I was like, when you start exercising, literally and figuratively, right, you start building up more strength and stamina. and mm-hmm. and you're able to really stand mm-hmm. no matter what. Walking on sand is harder than walking on the grass or the ground or turf, so it's a mm-hmm. little bit more pull. And it is just an example of what you're saying. You know, you will crumble if you mm-hmm. can't deal with the tough stuff. And how mm-hmm. are you going to help other people? You know, my girlfriend mm-hmm. said, you know, I'm really praying for you because so many people are pulling on you and there's so much going on. And I said, I need the prayer. But I tell you, God has prepared me for this time because there was a season mm-hmm. where there were so many things happening back to back, especially mm-hmm. losses.
Yeah.
I'll never forget how my other mom from heaven, you know, before she transitioned, she said, you can't fall apart mm-hmm. when you're trying to encourage someone because what are they going to stand? What are they going to see? She said, I know your heart is breaking. I know this is tough, but you got to stand on the word. You have to stand on knowing that when we die in the Lord, it is to glory. And I'm like, wow. This is hard. Like, you know, I was in my feelings. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, what? But now I understand. Now I understand for such a time as this and for these days where we're going to see even crazier things happen. Like, Revelations is real. So we can't be the wimpy Christian, right? We got to be strong. And we only develop that strength by going through. And it stinks. Mm-hmm. I'll be the first to say, I'm like, Jesus, do we do a shortcut? Are there some cliff notes to this thing? Do we really have to go through all of this here? But it's the only way.
Do we get the cliff notes?
Yeah, get the cliff notes. I'm like, Jesus, you ain't got no cliff notes? You ain't got no face cliff notes? Like, I need some cliff notes. You got to be old enough to understand what a cliff note is, because these youngins don't even know what that is.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's a blessing when we can sit back and just look. You know, we're not saying, oh, bring on the challenges, Lord. Bring on the problems. Bring on the losses. Bring on the death. No, what we're saying is thank you for trusting us with our faith in you, that you will form, fashion, and put us in position to stand mm-hmm. through these tests, because we're turning it over to you. We don't have the capacity to solve it. We can't change it. We can't bring the people back that we love. It's all in your hands. So if we surrender it to you, we thank you for giving us the strength to look at it differently. You know, just what you said. Do we running from it, or we're asking God for the strength to fight through it? So we have the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the testimony. And that's really, I'm just so excited about what God is doing in this season in the midst of everything that we're seeing, because it's hard. It's tough, but we can do hard.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be better on the other side. We will get through this. Everybody's like, can we fast forward to 2021? Look, I don't ask to fast forward to nothing because I don't know what 2021 has in store. So I'm going to one day at a time.
Exactly.
And I will deal one day at a time, sweet Jesus.
Exactly.
And make it through best way I can to provide value and support for us to show up as the testimonies God needs us to be during these times, and to be encouraged in this gym called life. I think that was the best analogy we could have ever brought to our community here, that exercising the faith muscle in the gym of life. It's real.
It's real.
And when you're doing your reps, it burns. It hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily want to do it, but you come out stronger and more resilient and more convicted and convinced that we serve a God who sits high, looks low, sees all things, and knows all things. So thank you so much, my brother. And kiss my babies when they wake up.
I will, sis. I will. Hey, and congratulations on that workout on the beach. That's awesome.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And this, the water, like, water is healing for me.
Yeah, it is.
Water just brings my soul just so much peace and joy. And, you know, I'll make you laugh. Your brother last night was laughing at me because I said, look, I got to go to bed. I've been really disciplined, y'all. You know, I talk transparently about my journey and the things that give me pause. And I always talk about the health part of it, because that's the area that I really have to stay diligent, and why I'm grateful for my health coaches and my support system. So anyway, long story short, sleep is an important part of a health journey. right? Yeah. Not just weight loss because you want to lose weight. I just want to be healthy. I've already released the fact that I might not look like Beyonce before I leave the planet, and that's fine. That she got her body, and she works hard for it and exercises. But I need to be healthy. And in being healthy, I need to sleep because sleep works with the time that I'm taking to exercise and to do the proper eating, drinking my water. So I cut off. Every night I've been cutting off at a certain time so that I can get my requisite amount of sleep. So last night I was a little over the timing. So my husband was laughing at me. He said, I thought you're supposed to be asleep. I know. I'm like, I'm going to finish one more thing. So he asked, well, are you going to do your trek in the morning? I was like, he jumped up. He said, oh, Lord Jesus, you answered so fast. I was like, yep. This is a lifestyle. This is not right. me doing it for a challenge. This is not me doing it because my birthday is coming. This is not me doing it because of whatever. This is me saying, Lord, I've prayed for the strength. I've asked you to help me, just like Elizabeth Madison teaches in our Destiny Designers University. I'm asking you to help me stay as disciplined as I am in other areas of my life, to be as disciplined in my health journey. And I tell you, I feel stronger. My brain is clearer. My body is like, we can do this here. Yes, it feels good to fit into the clothes. Yes, it feels good to look at the scale and see the pounds dropping off. But what feels better is that I made a commitment to myself that I intend to keep for a lifetime.
There you
so
go,
that's
sir.
How we run this race. So we
that's
do it
right.
with our physical. We do it with our spiritual walk. We spend our time with God. We get into his word. We're disciplined that every day we're in our prayer time. Every day we're, you know, meditating on scripture. Every day in our finances, we're figuring out how do we become cash flow positive. That's the mission for Faith Fenores, is to become cash flow positive. We have to
That's
be
right.
the example. We just can't
That's
keep
right.
talking about, oh, we're standing on faith. We trust in God. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then we broke.
Right.
Right. That's not going to work. And that's just the truth. I've been in the bootstrapping. I know what it means to rob Peter, pay Paul, and steal from Sally. But at this point, we have to face the things that we need to fix so that we can be good stewards of what God has given us. And mentally, if you practice the discipline in keeping your mind mentally strong, what you focus on,
Why
you will see the results. So
that's right.
I'm excited. I'm fired up. Y'all thought I was crazy before. Ooh, somebody else's mind is unmuted.
Why
getting ready.
It?
Hello? We have somebody waiting to speak. But my brother, I want to thank you again. I just had to share that and encourage everybody that discipline requires more than the minimum. That's in my book.
That's right.
It's one of the chapters, what I talk about. And I tell you, Faith and All Weekend 2020, my brother, this thing is turning. I can't even explain the level of excitement that I have and the work that God is doing and how once you start, you just have to say yes.
That's
he
right.
will work it out. And it doesn't mean that everything is going to be laid out for you instantaneously. It means that you have to have the discipline to stay the course and watch the pieces fall into place. Oh,
That's
my
right.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
And as they fall into place, it is something that you could not have even imagined. You just have to stay on it. Stay on task. It's,
Stay on task. Absolutely. Well, love you, my brother. I see that folks
love
are unmuting so that they can greet us this morning. Because, you know, you and I, we can do this all day. But we want to let the rest of the family in on the conversation. So thank you for allowing. Love you more. Jason and I to have a little dialogue, but go right ahead. I see a couple of folks waiting. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning. Great, and happy day. Yay! I'm so excited and so happy and grateful and just listen to you having your workout on the beach and talking about how, what exercise does and what sleep does. You are just such an amazing and phenomenal leader, and it's just wonderful to just hear you talk about all this stuff and the benefits of it, and it's just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I started listening to your girl, Elizabeth Madison. She has a great a great YouTube video, and I think she streamed it on her podcast or something about how much exercise you need. So I just am just happy and grateful that so many people are getting on board with not just their spiritual health, but their physical health, their mental health, their emotional health, and it's just so wonderful and exciting to see it happening. So, and the thing I'm grateful for a lot of things, especially you, Dr. Stacy, but I'm also grateful to have a balcony where I can go. And I got this idea this morning. I was walking past the balcony. I said, you know what? How about you read your Bible and read your Bible verses on the balcony this morning in the nice, it's nice weather. It's not too cold or hot, and it's just a wonderful experience. I'm just happy to be able to have that, happy to be here with you, all you wonderful people, and just happy to be alive and well and getting better and better every day.
Oh. And I just want to let you know, Dietrellis, that we're going to be doing some things differently within the Destiny Designers group. And you're going to be one of the people that I want to share information when it comes to health and wellness in a very structured way. So more to come about that, because what we're doing and what we're putting in place is to make sure that there's real interaction with people like Elizabeth Madison, who is one of our faculty members, and to have you within the group be one of our health moderators. I mean, it's just so much that I'm about to lay out within our community to make sure that I know the people who are focused on health. I know the people who have financial backgrounds and expertise that they can share their wisdom, to know the people that are like Minister LaTanya Boyd that have global ministries and can minister and give insight and information. So we're adjusting the model of how the movement continues to grow and how we really make sure that we are giving opportunity and platform to those within our ecosystem that have great value to share within our group, from Faith Benoit Weekend, to be able to then go and take some of the courses with our faculty experts in Destiny Designers University. Like, it's just, I sleep, and it's like God just keeps planting more seeds. He keeps showing me how things connect. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, like, Lord, wait, I got to get up. Here's a seat. Let me write it down. I'm like, ah. It's so much. Like, I'm exploding. It is like, I'm so excited. I'm like, wow. Like, God, you would see past my crazy self and all my little faults to allow me the opportunity to serve this movement and to create value and a roadmap for us to be cash flow positive. I don't even know what to do with myself. Y'all really got to pray for me, because it's on fire. Yesterday, our boxes arrived. Oh, wait till you get your box in the mail. The boxes arrived. I didn't even have time to open up the boxes. And my husband said, are you going to open up? I was like, I've been in meeting. We have new sponsors that are coming on. And he opened it up and put the box together. The tears couldn't even come out. I was like, this is just so amazing to see how Faith Benoit Weekend 2020 is coming together. God is so faithful. I tell you, family, just stay the course. Just do your work and watch God work. This is a new day. As much as we see happening around us, know and believe that God is still in control. And we're going to support our family members as they're going through the rough moments in the gym of life. And we're going to exercise our faith muscles together, and we'll come out stronger so that we can be God's hands and feet on this earth and real testimonies of victory. Not just quoting scripture that we're the head and not the tail, but walking that thing out every day. So thank you, Peter Ellis. You know,
That sounds great. Wait, Dr. Stacy, when is your birthday?
My birthday is October 4th, 10-4. Y'all can't forget that. 10-4, baby.
I got to write it on the calendar. That's great. Yay. You're going to be slim and trim for your birthday.
Oh, girl. I challenged myself to get back into the dress I wore for my 25th birthday, because I still got it hanging in the closet as as some sort of incentive for me to just, even if I don't wear it out anywhere, because it was a lot of something that had a long slit in it. I was a little frisky thing at 25. Oh, but you know what? It's not even about the size anymore. It's about feeling healthy. And it feels so good for me to walk up and down the stairs and not feel like Snuffleupagus. Like, I just feel good. Like, I'm not eating it. And I'm like, ooh, okay. So, pray my strength. I just want to stay consistent so that I can serve all of you and I have the energy to do it. And in the midst of this COVID-19 environment, we all have to work on being healthier and avoiding these underlying conditions that complicate our ability to be able to survive this virus, as we don't know what the future holds. They're anticipating new surges and all sorts of things. But just like the flu has never left. And people, unfortunately, die from the flu every year. Can you imagine what the stats will look like with this new normal? So we have to be diligent, especially in our communities. We know the disparities in healthcare, and there are ways that we can mitigate and minimize what happens to us if we just start taking care of ourselves. So it's not about being skinny minis. That's not your desire. It's about drinking more water. It's about eating healthier, more green vegetables on your plate, and moving. Walking, and I'm a witness, just walking. Before, when I was more consistent with my workout, I used to run. Now, doing fast walks or just moving, that in and of itself can bring down complications in your health. So I'm just sharing my journey to encourage you, because it's a journey. And you have to start somewhere with loving yourself enough that you want to be here for your loved ones, for your family. And for my faithfulness, how are you going to sell your products, your services, your businesses if you are laid out in a bed in a hospital? We need you to be healthy so that you can serve your community and make your money and then be able to go spend it. I'm trying to walk on streets of gold. I'm doing my practice down here. So when I get up into heaven, I recognize what it looks like.
But that is so beautiful that you recognize that, because so many people are into what it looks like and the size and all those things. And that is not the most important thing, because some people look that size, but they are not healthy. So you're absolutely right.
Exactly. One of our faithpreneurs, Dr. Tanya Bearbaum from St. Lucia, she does a whole fit, and, oh, Lord, I don't want to mess up her slogan, but she's one of the health experts, and she said you can be skinny and still have visceral fat and underlying conditions that can land you up in the hospital. It's not about skinny. It's about healthy. And when she talked about visceral fat, I was like, oh, sweet Jesus, if the skinny person got visceral fat, I must have a visceral overload. Woo! I said, help me, Lord. I got to get rid of the visceral fat. But, you know, it's just learning what we can do, and even drinking water. I know my grandfather must be up in heaven thanking Jesus, because when I grew up, I did not like to drink water. And he would be so aggravated because my grandmother would buy all the juices I wanted. Y'all know how much I love my grandma. I'm grandma's brat. I love my grandpa too, but he was the strict one. And he was like, pick me, go drink some water. And I'm like, I don't want water, I want juice. So it's always been a challenge for me to drink water. And recently, because I've been so diligent with my water intake, I don't even have the cravings for juice that I used to. I know that's gone. You got to start somewhere so that you can develop better habits. I might have a glass every once in a while, or I'll have a fresh juice, or, you know, you just, your body craves healthy and clean when you start operating healthier and cleaner. And it takes time. But I walk around with a bottle of water like it's my best friend now. And I'm like, Jesus, you have answered my grandfather's prayers. I am really drinking my water properly. So if I can do it, anybody can do it. So enough of that. Let me open up the line again, because I think somebody else is standing by. But love you, Dizarella. Who else wants to say hello? Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for.
Hey, Dr. Stacy. This is Vincent, Roslyn's husband. How you doing?
my brother. What's up? How you doing, Vincent?
I'm doing fine. Real quick, my family, you know, which were the Hightowers and the Colemans and the Warfields and the Krishans, we could possibly have our family reunion up there. And I quite naturally, Rosin said something about Dr. Stacy. I said, my Dr. Stacy? And she said, yeah. So if he come up, it'll be the third, end of July? Third week in July, we're going to have a family reunion up there, and I'm going to have a T-shirt for you. So you need to tell me your size and find some chocolate milk for me. Here's my wife back.
I love it. Absolutely. Well, you know, now that I'm dropping a few pounds, I got to check the T-shirt size. But I always like my T-shirts big because I cut them up. So you can give me an extra large, and, you know, I customize my shirt. So
okay.
Thank you. I love it because I got broad shoulders.
God, I said something. I haven't been feeling well. That's how come y'all haven't been hearing me. I've been missing my own family prayer time, but I'm getting better. But he heard you. We've been in the background of the day. He all fired up listening to y'all talk about workout and all that. And he said, that's my Dr. Stacy. She's coming. He don't put you on program. He don't put you on program with our family reunion.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I would be honored. Just send me the details, and I get to see you all and be socially distant and safe, but I'm still going to sneak a little hug. We'll put our mask on, though, but it'll be so good to see y'all, and thank you for that. I appreciate it, and okay. It's just, I'm so full this morning, I don't even know where to begin, but folks are trying to get through. Just press *1 to unmute your line. Press *1 to unmute your line. We'll hear you. Vincent, love you. Roz, I'll be checking on you offline because I need your strength to be 100%. So we cancel clear whatever plan of the enemy that's been trying to physically hold you down. Not on my watch. Yes. We're going to pray that thing away so you can be all right.
Yes, ma'am. And I talked to Cecile, so just keep her in prayer. And I gave you the update, but I that's how come I wasn't on a while ago. So she called me, so I took some time and prayed with her. And so y'all make sure y'all meeting each other. Whoever speaks to your spirit, DM them. Just invade their privacy and tell them they blessed you, and y'all build up relationships. That's what this is all about. So I love you, Dr. Stacy, and y'all have a great day. I didn't hear billionaires yet. Was she on here this morning?
She just finished talking. You just missed her. And yes, Cecilia texts me. I will call her after the call to check in on her. But you know, I asked everyone to pray for her at the beginning. So thank you, darling, and I'll check on you later.
Okay. I love y'all. Have a great day.
Love you more. All right, family. Who's next? *1 to unmute your line.
Good morning, Stacy. How are you, Dr. Stacy?
I am great. Whose beautiful voice is this? Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for.
It is Cecilia Nelson Hurt, and I am grateful for you.
Cecilia! This is our Faithpreneur Corporate International Pearl Award recipient for Faithpreneur Week in 2020. Oh, my goodness! Jesus,
hey, big girl. First of all, I have to tell you, you know what? Sometimes I wake up and then I start doing things. I'm a busy bee, and then this morning, Cynthia told me to look at my phone, and I was like, wait, the call is happening. And so I've been on since a little after 9. I have been blessed. First of all, I've been blessed and I've been challenged. So challenged to get moving. I'm like, Stacy's not gonna have me out here looking like the Michelin woman. While she's out there, no, ma'am. So first of all, thank you for that. Thank you. I accept that unofficial challenge to get moving, and so I will do that. But I wanted
Amen.
This morning to say, you know, and I can't share it right now because it's something that hopefully by Faithpreneur Weekend it'll be public and I can share. But I just want to say that in the midst of the trials and tribulations, God still sits high and looks down, and I have been blessed in a way that it just lets me know that God is real and He is moving. And when they say that, you know, you'll be blessed everywhere that you go, it is so true. God has never, you know, and again, our Pearl and Sophie are up there, our grandmothers. My grandmother a bank account of prayers, a bank account. So my grandmother prayer on credit is high because she prayed a lot.
Mm.
So I tapped into that credit account, and it is just amazing to see God manifest himself even in the midst of the situation that we're going through right now. So I am with you.
Yes.
I'm not running to 2021. I'm going to stay right here because there are still ways that God is going to reveal that he is God.
Amen.
Even in the midst of this. And so that is what I am grateful for. But I do have to do a little plug for my husband who's making me breakfast, which is why I'm not in the kitchen because he's making noises. He's staring the edge. But even in the midst of what's going on, my husband started a Facebook group called Buy Black 2020. To create a portal, right, even before Beyonce did her thing, he created a portal where black people could come together and support other black businesses. He was like, honey, there's somebody who owns a black man who owns a gas station who will go to people and bring you the gas to your house. And so in the midst of this, this group has over 150,000 people. So I'm like, look at this, God. People wanted this information. And so I'm proud of him for what he's doing. Stacey, you know I'm proud of you for what you're doing. And I know that our grandmothers are proud of us because we are their wives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you tell my brother I'm going to talk to him this week so I can, you know, do something directly for his group.
Yes.
I mean, that could only be God. That could only
yes,
be God
no.
to curate all of that support in the midst of this global pandemic, racial unrest, and financial insecurity. It could only be God. It doesn't need to make sense to the world. God knows what he's doing. You know, I keep talking about Noah. I don't know if I got a, you know, some line that, you know, Noah and I are related, but I keep thinking about him building that ark in the middle of dry land. It didn't make sense to anybody. They mocked him. They laughed at him. They thought he was crazy. But his wife and his children, they said, if you heard from God, we're with you. This look a little crazy, but I'm going to be with you, and we're going to do what God said. And look at what happened, two by two. Well, we're going to bring these cash flow faith doors in two by two. We're going to do this work no matter what it looks like, what people think are happening. Don't focus on what you see. Trust what you know. Trust what you know. So thank you, my sister. I love you. I cannot wait to celebrate you.
And we can't wait to continue to amplify you. It's amplification, and that's the purpose of Buy Black, right? It's to amplify. So it's not to say that we want to start our own world, right? But we want to support our own, and that's what's important.
Amen. Well, I'm so proud of both of you. Give my brother my love. And even I don't hear my little friend. She's not making noise. She knows the prayer call. She got some respect this morning.
No, because no. He's clapping and crying. He is at his foot because he made bacon. that's my dog. If something is happening, she stayed in there on the off chance, on the possibility that a crumb might fall.
I was wondering why she was so quiet.
My dog has faith of a mustard seed that something's going to fall on the floor for her.
Oh, I love it. Well, you give her a hug for me, too. And you all have a blessed Saturday.
You.
Thanks so much
thank
for tuning
you,
in. I love you. Love you, love you, love you to the moon
I
and
love
back.
You more.
You can't, but you can try. All right. Now, let me see who else is unmuted. I think a couple other folks unmuted their line, so you can go ahead. For those who are new to the call, welcome. If somebody recommended you, it's real simple here. All we do is believe that God is real. His word is true. We encourage one another. We pray for one another. We fellowship with everyone sharing who is able to open their lines, tell us their name, where they're calling from, what they're grateful for. I'll share a scripture that has encouraged me, say a prayer, and then we close out with any last words, and that's it. Typically, well, when this call started years ago, it used to be 30 minutes. Then it kept growing, and then we started having these Holy Ghost after parties. And we've been known to be on this line for a good 2, 3, when we have the marathon, 4 or 5 hours. So if you have to drop off for any reason, it is not a problem. But, you know, a good portion of you stay hanging in there. And today we will stay on as long as I need to. Today is a day that I am going to be working on conference-related stuff and some family time and errands, so I don't have to be on another Zoom or present right now. So we have time for those who don't normally get to unmute their lines to be able to do so and fellowship with the family. And if you're new, just let us know you're new so that we can love on you. So press star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for this morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go right ahead.
Hi, good morning. I'm so happy. I'm so encouraged, and I'm just going to share my prayer request, and I'm just grateful that I have a place where I'm staying. But my dream is to flip the house, not for me, but to glorify God. And as I've been on this journey, it's been challenging because the right people haven't come forward, and it seems like the people that I have trusted have not been the right people. So I'm just asking prayers for the Lord to just go ahead and be able to just, actually this is the first time I'm being verbal about it. So I'd like to have a place for the children to come, for ministry for the women, and a program to continue of awareness. So I'm just asking the Lord to, asking for prayers to have this, if this is His will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sis, but I need your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Maggie. And I'm calling
Thank
from
you,
California.
Maggie. All right, Maggie, thank you so much. So we will definitely keep you lifted, Maggie, and we know that God's got you. So we will put that prayer request and wait with expectancy on a praise report. So thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, anybody else before I share the scripture? Go right ahead.
More- Dr. Stacy, this is Tanya
Good.
From San Antonio, Texas, and I am grateful for the word and how a word from God, the word of God, can change things in an instant. The, earlier this week, I was feeling very weary, very tired, very depressed. I felt like God was taking too long to change my situation. I don't know if anyone else has ever felt like God was taking too long. But and I was just feeling very discouraged. And I had somebody who came and spoke the word of God to me. And in one conversation, my whole attitude completely changed. My whole outlook completely changed. And then there was there were different battles that I am fighting, and I got the words in Exodus 14, verse 14, that said, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." And just the idea that there is a heavenly Father who is fighting on my behalf. It's not just me against the world. It is me and God. And that was just such an encouragement. And I am so grateful to have people like you, Dr. Stacy, and friends who will speak the truth in the word of God into my life. And I am so thankful that we have the word of God to help us in every and any situation in life.
Absolutely, Donnie. And I'm so glad. Thank you for sending the email. This week was insane, but it did get flagged. My team put it in my box, so I will be reaching out to you. Thank you for being obedient and sending me your number last week. So just stay tuned. You're going to hear from me this week, okay?
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. And thank you for just opening up the line. And look, we've all been there with the fast-forward request from God. Like, Lord, can we have it now? What is it going to change? How fast is this going to happen? But His time is not our time. and he knows what we need when we need it, when we need it. And just as the old hymn would say, he might not be there when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. So just trust and know that he's working it out. And in the moments when we can't see, that's when he's developing, he's refining, he's adjusting, he's shifting, he's positioning. But all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So continue to be encouraged. And that's why I love our space, right? We can be real. We can have those conversations. It's like, hello, Jesus, knock, knock. You hearing me? My Wi-Fi working? Did you forget my request? He knows.
Okay, so we'll wait for Dr. Stacy to pop back in.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. It. What happened is the controls came up because I'm all fired up. So thank you, my brother, for, you know, standing in the cut because I'm on the road. I haven't made it back. I was trying to get to a place where we wouldn't be interrupted while I did the call. So I will pause to see if anybody else wants to speak before I share the scripture or this thing starts acting cray cray.
Dr. Stacy.
So,
Dr.
Yes,
Stacy.
Ma'am.
This is Dr. Jan. I just want you to know I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. I hope I don't start crying. You know, I was tested for COVID. I tested positive on the same day that I tested negative. And I can't say anything more than thank you, Lord. I do a communion every day, twice a day, morning and evening. I pray a prayer that I refuse to allow sickness to dominate this body. And you know what? I know the prayers of all of my prayer warriors have been there for me because
Amen.
It came as fast, it went as fast as it came. I barely knew. I'm glad I didn't know, but I did barely knew that I had it. It just felt like a sinus cold. And I am just grateful that I am healed. I am blessed. I didn't have to go to the hospital. I didn't have to go. I did go to the doctor. She said it was allergy. We took it as that and kept on going. But I am grateful today for the Lord and for you and for your calls and for your blessings. We feel them. They're keeping us up. And I just want you to know I love you infinitely.
Oh, I love you more. And I'm so happy to hear that praise report. Amen. The enemy is defeated. It is not. And here's the thing. As I said, when all of this started happening, we live in a world where we're not exempt from things happening. But when and if something happens, we know we're covered. When and if something happens, we know we can be victorious through Christ. When and if something happens, we're not going to fall apart. We're going to continue to trust God to work it out. And you're an example of that. In the same moment, positive, negative, God canceled it out, canceled, cleared, because you've been before him asking and seeking his face. And it doesn't mean that if you get sick, you contract COVID or any other disease, that you don't love Christ or Christ doesn't love you. It just means it's part of your journey. It's part of what you're going to struggle through. It's part of what you're lifting the weights in the gym called life. And the good news is when we share these testimonies, we're able to encourage ourselves and each other. So thank you so much, Dr.
Amen.
Jan. I love you back. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, I'm so glad. I love you.
All right, family. So if there's anybody else, I want to just share two things. We're looking for some interns for this last week in July into the month of August. We're going to be bringing on some interns, you know, especially here in New York. Summer youth employment has drastically been defunded, and there's some youth that have some great skill sets that we want to be able to work with. We already have a few interns that have started, and I want to be able to put it out there to our community that if you have someone that you know who is good in social media, who, where's our other two openings? Admin, social media, and there's one more. Taj, if you're on the line, Taj, our operations consultant, is going to be interviewing another round of interns. So if you know somebody that could use a stipend as well as has some skill set, please send an email with their resume to operations@destinydesignersuniversity.com. That's operations at destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y, designers, D-E-S-I-G-N-E-R-S, university.com. And Taj will add them to the pool of people who will be considered for internships. So once again, if you know a young person, high school age or college age, that's looking for an internship, and even if they're an adult and they're in transition, they might have been furloughed from their job or something else is going on and they could use a project to work on and to receive a stipend, have their resume sent to operations@destinydesignersuniversity.com before Sunday evening, because we're going to be selecting from a pool next week. So I just wanted to share that here with the family before we share it out more broadly for that opportunity. And for those of you that are registering for Faith and Oil Weekend, make sure you get in before the Faith and Oil boxes run out, because we're only giving it to the first 200. And I believe the coupon that I shared before has expired, but for this, I will, yeah, let me make a quick note that if you use PROFIT, you will still be able to get a discount. If you use the discount code PROFIT, P-R-O-F-I-T, it'll give you a discount for the All Access Pass only on faithpreneurweekend.com. So I wanted to just share that with you. So if you are figuring out your registration process, that you do that, because it'll, the system automatically deactivates the coupon. So I just want to make sure that we can extend it till tomorrow, and it gives you an opportunity to get your registration in for the All Access Pass. Now, I'm going to double check if there's anybody else who wants to speak before I give the scripture that I want to highlight for today. Just press star one. All right. I don't think that's a new caller. I think that's my brother standing by. So I'm going to go to Psalm. Go ahead.
Dr. Chase, this is Darren. Good morning. I'm actually on my way
good
to the bank. I'm not gonna be here long, so I'm gonna come back. I'm not gonna be here long. So if you give me a few minutes, I'm gonna come back on, because I won't be long.
All right, Dad. No problem. I'm gonna start sharing the scripture now.
You know I'm here. You know I'm here. Okay.
Okay, Darren. I tell you, I love our family. Anybody else, any other new caller that wants to get through? So what I've been realizing is becoming something just helpful when I do Faith Bites on Thursdays at 6:30 with Rebecca Danielle. It's a scripture that just has so much in it. When we unpack it, it's only a few minutes because it's Faith Bites. So it's not a long hour or 45-minute program. We do about 20 to 30 minutes. And we talked about Psalms 31. And I want to go back to Psalms 31, verses 1 to 3. And, you know, take your time to read through the entire chapter, of course, on your own. But I've been in Psalms a lot in these last couple of weeks. And in this particular psalm, David is crying out to God. And, you know, from what I'm hearing, the prayer requests that have been put forth, what we're sharing, I'm going to go back to Psalms 31. And it says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." Those three verses right there is an encouragement to us, to remind us, right, that as we cry out to God, we're letting him know we are putting our trust in him. We have chosen with our free will to believe God is real, to believe his word is true, to believe that his word will never return unto him void. So because we believe that, we're reminding God, we're bringing his word back to him. Lord, in thee do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Like, God, don't have me out here in these streets looking crazy. I done told the world. I believe. So deliver me in thy righteousness. That's what we're asking him for, no matter what situation comes up against us, no matter what it is that we're facing. We're asking him to deliver us in his righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Who was it? Donnie that said, can we speed this up, Lord? Like, can we get some movement? Can we get expedient access? Sometimes you're crying out for those immediate results that we're asking God. That's what David was doing. Bow down thy ear, Lord. Hear me. Hear my cry. I am crying out to you. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock. All other ground is sinking sand, but when we stand on the rock, right, he is a house of defense to save us from tragedy, to save us from trauma, to save us from illness, to save us from downright evil doing, to save us from whatever is going on. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, Lord, because I have declared and decreed that you are God, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. That's the prayer that we need. Like, Lord, no matter what it looks like, I won't doubt you for a second. Lord, lead me where you want me to be. Tell me what you want me to do. Show me how you want me to operate. Direct every step that I take. Guide me so that I can see the trick of the enemy. Guide me so that I can recognize the plan that he has to devour my life. And when we can just cry out to him, he hears our cry in our prayer time, in our prayer closets. He knows and understands the things that we are seeking and desiring from him. That's the power in prayer. That's the power in fellowship and community, that we realize that we're not alone. We realize that we go through this thing called life together. We realize that as we pray one for another, with each other, we become stronger as we're exercising those reps in the gym of life. You know, I listen to people when they're working out in the gym or even outside, and someone is screaming, I'm like, come on, 8 more, 5 more. And the person that's actually doing the exercise, i.e. me, is like, ah, like you just crying out like, oh, it hurts. It burns. But if you can just scream through it and just cry out to God for help, he will get you through. And in this season, all we can do is sit before the throne. In this season, all we can do is pray without ceasing so that God can give us the strength we need to be able to accomplish that he has given us to do on this planet. So this morning, Lord, we come to you. We come to you in this corporate prayer to say thank you, to say thank you that you are God, to say thank you that we can cry out to you for help, to say thank you because you sit high and you look low. There is nothing hidden from thy sight. Lord, we thank you because you are showing us how to stand in the midst of any storm of life, because you will deliver us to your righteousness, that you are our strong rock. You are a house of defense to save us. And because you are our rock and our fortress, for your name's sake, for your name to get the glory, for your name to be praised, for others to be encouraged, Father, we ask you to lead us and guide us. Guide us through these turbulent and these difficult times. Lord, as we come before you with those who are bereaved at this time, those who have lost their loved ones, Lord, as I lift up Michelle to you right now, whose heart is broken into a million pieces, her only child has transitioned, dear Father, I'm just asking you to encourage and strengthen her during this difficult time. Be with her, guide her, and lead her. Give her the strength to be able to persevere that her child's memory, his legacy, will not be forgotten, and that we'll honor Nico by how we all live. Father, we pray for all those who have lost loved ones, either to health issues, to COVID-19, to violent crimes that are going on. We just present it all to you and just ask you to have mercy. We're asking you, Father, to just do what only you can do, which is fill the voids when we lose those that we love. Father, we pray for Cecilia and Kenneth in the hospital, dear Lord. We ask that you go ahead and do that work, that you cover and keep them, that you just provide the kind of resources and expedient care that he needs in order to be able to function and be comfortable and not panic, dear Lord. Cover his mother's heart, as any time we deal with our children going through anything, it is difficult. So just give her the strength in this moment to hold on to your unchanging hand and cover and keep them. Lord, we pray for Maggie. You heard her request, her desire for the doors that she's asking you to open. I ask you just to cover and be with her and give her a new testimony in her mouth. Thani, dear Lord, she wants a speedy access, speedy and expedient delivery. So we touch and agree with her right now, just ask you to cover and to keep her. And we praise you, Lord, Dr. Jan's praise report, Father, that you covered and kept her under your care. Not that she is exempt from anything in this world, but she knows from whence cometh her help, and her help came from you, dear Lord. So we just thank you for delivering her and giving her such a testimony to be able to share. Father, we thank you for everyone that is gathered here. Those who couldn't be on the call, we stand in the gap for them. We usher up a prayer of thanksgiving, not just for the things that you can give us, but for being God all by yourself. So we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, that you look past our faults, that you see our needs, that we can get correction and instruction in your word to strengthen us on this journey. Lord, we pray for those who are battling through bouts of mental health, thoughts of depression. We pray for those who are dealing with abusive situations and don't know how to move or get out because of this COVID climate, dear Lord. We just present it all before the throne and ask, Lord, that you give them the strength to open up, ask help, not suffer in silence, to get the professional resources that are available, to be able to be supported by those who can join them in prayer and covering, to fight against spiritual warfare and attacks of spiritual warfare. We just put it all before you, and we just thank you, Lord, for victory in advance. We wait with expectancy of your miracle working power over the lives of your people in every aspect and area of their lives. Lord, help us to be good stewards of this one temple you've given us, this one body, that we can become healthy, not for a size or to be skinny, but to be healthy, to be able to do the work that you've given us to do, to refresh our minds and clarity of thought so we can write the vision and make it plain and run with it and be able to help be the answers in these very difficult and dark times. So we give you glory and we give you honor for all that you continue to do. We pray a special prayer for those who are dealing with elder care, that you cover and give an extra portion to those who are caretakers. And we pray for those whose lives you've extended, that you continue to cover them and keep them in your care, dear Lord. So we just give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you for every prayer that you have answered, every prayer that we see manifested in the natural and the ones that are still being worked out in the spiritual. We just stand with a joy in our spirit and in our hearts that we can be troubled on every side, but yet not perplexed, that we know weapons will form, but we know they won't prosper. We just thank you that there is power in prayer. There is victory in your name. The name of Jesus breaks bands asunder. We thank you, Lord, because we are victorious through you, and you know the prayers and the prayer requests that have not been publicly shared, that we declare victory over each and every one. We pray for a special healing over our Roz, dear Lord, our prayer warrior here in our Faith Penor VIP prayer call. Touch her body, strengthen her, and heal and cover her. Be with Vincent, dear Lord, in the planning of the family reunion. We have everything to be put in its right and decent order. We thank you for covering them, covering their marriage, being with them, and all that they're doing to help and assist others. We pray, Lord, for all the volunteers, the presenters, the sponsors, the team, the staff for Faith and All Weekend 2020. I thank you for every new door that you're opening. I'm thank you for every way that you're making. I'm thank you for how this is all falling into what you had already preordained and predestined for me to do to serve this community and movement of faithpreneurs. I give you the glory. I give you the praise. I ask you to strengthen me to make my forehead as hard as steel so that I can fight against those different ways that the enemy will try to conquer the opportunity for our faithpreneurs to be compensated for their brilliance in the marketplace and stand as cash flow positive representatives of what it looks like when you put faith first in business. So I just lay it all before you. I thank you for everything that you're doing. I thank you for my family, for their covering and support. And I just ask that this day goes on, this weekend transpires, that everyone stays safe, that everyone uses wisdom in how they socialize because of this virus that is happening. But most of all, help us to let your love go viral. Let that be the thing that is all over the earth, that everybody who believes in you, everybody who's shouting your praises can band together spiritually to cover this world in prayer so that we can be the ones to lead us to a better tomorrow, because this too shall pass. So all these things I ask in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, family, we're going to wrap it up unless there is anyone who did not get to greet or share. You can do that now by pressing star 1. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what's on your heart or what you are grateful for before we wrap up today's call. And thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has gone to subscribe to our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call on YouTube. I know a lot of you have been listening on the podcast platforms. We're on every podcast platform, SoundCloud and YouTube, but we want to customize our YouTube channel. So we have to have a minimum of 100 people subscribe on YouTube so that we can customize the channel to be the Faithpreneur VIP prayer call instead of just, you know, what Facebook gives us. I mean, YouTube gives us for the replay. So thank you to everyone who has done that. All right. I see we have someone unmuted. Go right ahead.
Well, hello.
I see.
I'm sorry. This is Sherry Jacobs in Delaware. I haven't been on the calls in a while. My schedule is changing and but I'm just grateful today to see another day. The Lord wakes me up early every morning, and I'm working nights again. So just keep me in your prayer because I work 7 to 7 at night. So when I'm up right now early in the morning, and it's hard for me to go back to sleep, so I'll have to work tonight at 7 to the next morning. So just keep me in your prayers, and I am so thankful to hear all the testimonies and the praise reports and the encouragement that I have gotten this morning, because I have been saying those, you know, those scriptures and still being robbing Peter to pay Paul. So I really thank you for the encouragement this morning and the prayers, and just keep me in your prayers. Once again, this is Sherry Fletcher Jacobs, and I have to get on Facebook and YouTube. You say, is it Faithpreneur on YouTube or is it Stacy Grant?
Oh, for the replays of the calls, it's Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call on YouTube. So if you just do the search, it'll pop up, and you can just subscribe and share it with a couple other people. Even if they don't listen, just tell them to subscribe so that we can go ahead and customize it so we can send people to youtube.com/ Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call. We're trying to just customize the channel, and YouTube has updated their requirements for how you do that, and they have to ensure that you have a minimum of 100 subscribers before they'll allow you to do it.
Okay, I just subscribed. Faithpreneur Movement.
You.
Is that it, or is
yep,
it Faith?
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
I just subscribed. It's been hard for me to keep up with a lot. I've been trying to keep myself encouraged because I had to go back to work, and I'm working nights again. So It's not what I really want to do because it's taken away from the time I want to be with the Lord in the mornings. And so just keep me in your prayers. I'm encouraged. I live by myself, and I have a lot going on here, and I really need encouragement on how to really declutter. I got a lot of things to declutter. And right now with COVID, you know, everything you know, everyone is really protected, which I understand, but I need some help decluttering. So just keep me in your prayers. Like I said, as you get older, you see things that you need to just let go. So I'm asking God to help me just let go. Keep me in your prayers. I'm just so thankful to be able to get on the call because I've been getting your text messages and everything. I just haven't been able to get myself together to catch the calls. By the time I look at it, it's late, and I'll be like, oh, man, I wish they had a replay. And you just mentioned it, so I'm so thankful because I do look at YouTube a lot. So I'd be like, now that I subscribe, I can always go back and re-listen. So I'm just grateful for today that the Lord gave me strength to get up to see today and to be able to listen to your call and the prayers and testimonies of the others. So I am thankful to God for just today.
Amen. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you to you, Sherry. Thank you, my love. You do the same. And you're in Maryland, you said, Sherry?
No, I'm in Delaware, the slow, quiet part. It's things happening here too, but you know, Maryland is close by, and I hear Governor Hogan, he talking all the time, but they don't have a lot to say about Delaware, but we got some issues here too with the COVID, but it's not as prominent as it is in the other states and stuff, but we got our share of troubles too. But I thank God that I am covered in the blood. I'm covered in the blood because I went back to work to help the elderly out, and we get tested every day, and I just thank God because I get on a prayer call that one doctor, he's a health doctor he's a former heart surgeon, but now he's a health doctor, and he mentioned oil of oregano. So if nobody's taking that, take it, because I have not taken any flu shots or nothing, and God is good. There's some strong stuff. It takes a minute for your taste buds to get used to it, but just like he was talking about the health and everything, I too need to keep my sugar level down, and I need to keep moving. I move a lot when I'm at work, but when I come home, my body is so exhausted, I just want to rest. But I need prayers that Lord, just help me to keep moving so I can keep my sugar level down. And because it is reversible. It is reversible. Everything that's going on, we just, like you said, the healthpreneurs that are out there, I just thank God for you. We just have to eat right. Yep, we just have to eat right. Because the Bible said that's a medicine. That's our medicine. It's our medicine right here. And we don't have to take all this stuff.
We really don't. And Elizabeth Madison, our registered dietitian, she's a faith-based registered dietitian. She'll be one of the presenters at Faithpreneur, and she also supports my SEQ moves every Thursday. She's live teaching, and she specializes in reversing diabetes and, you know, just helping people to eat better and just take accountability. And that oil of oregano is real. We have it in our house because we mix a garlic. It's disgusting. Garlic, lemon, and something else we boil up. And we just take a shot of that with some oil of oregano. If you feel something coming on, woo, that thing is gone. So I'm working on my mama because I want to produce her book of remedies. And my mother is total opposite of my personality. She's very private. She doesn't like being in the public. And I'm like, Ma, we're going to do the book. She was like, I keep telling. I'm like, whatever. We're going to do the book because we have all these home remedies. I'm like, Ma, you need to write this stuff down. We need to be able to say no, because if anybody, I'm like, Ma. So, yeah, y'all pray my strength because I'm fussing well every day on the fact that we're going to finish this book.
You tell her to finish that remedy. Book so you can send it to me so I can get that book. Because I'm telling you, them old remedies work. They really do. I'm old school. What you said earlier about the Cliff Notes, I'm old school too. So I'm out there with you because I wrote your birthday down, October the 4th, so me and you sisters, because my birthday is in October 2, and I'll be 16. And I want to be around 120 years plus, because God said in his word, 120 years. So I want to be here 120 years plus. But I'm going to be walking healthy in my right mind in the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen. I need to get in contact with you. Do you have my email address? Because I need to get the information from the health dietitian.
So this is what you can do, Sherry. If you want to just go ahead and shoot an email over to support at Destiny Designers University, and then just tell us what you need, and we'll make sure that you get it. Or you can go to the Destiny Designers Facebook group and just post in there, and I can connect you with Elizabeth, or one of our moderators will connect you and tag you with Elizabeth, because she is awesome. Wealth Transformation, if you do a search for her, I believe her website is weightlosstransformation.com, and her name is Elizabeth Madison. If you do a search for Elizabeth Madison, registered dietitian, her website should pop up, but if not, just email, and just email me anyway so that we can connect offline. So support@destinydesignersuniversity.com, and you know, they'll flag it for me. It takes me time to get through everything, so just have grace and patience, because it's nonstop in my world right now. But support at Destiny, DestinyDesignersUniversity.com, and we'll make sure we connect you with Elizabeth. She has a beautiful book as well, Seven Laws of Spiritual Success or Weight Loss Transformation. And it's an amazing book. It's a read that can digest really easily, and it, you know, gives you an opportunity to make the choices that you need so that you can stay healthy. So I'm glad you unmuted, and I'm glad that you shared that.
Thank you. And you on Facebook what now, Faithpreneur?
So I'm on Facebook with my name and Destiny Design You.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
I think I'm a member of
yes. Yes, so if you're a member of the group, just post in, tag me in the group. It's been so much happening that I have not been as diligent with the structuring. We just share information in there, but that's going to change starting in August. We're prepping everything this last week so that there's some systematic interaction. And when I say systematic, I'm going to have my people who are experts in health. They're going to have their day where they're sharing information, people who are experts with finances, people who are experts with personal growth and development, and people who are our ministers and our reverends, because y'all keep trying to give me that title. God didn't give me that memo. I just minister through my work. So the reverends and the evangelists and all the ministers and such, they're going to have their day where they're sharing information as well, so that we can be very intentional about how we see the growth pattern happening for this movement, and holding each other accountable for the discipline that's going to be necessary for us to have a new thing, right? You don't get to new without going through transformation. So we're not going to put old wine in new bottles. We're going to do the work, and we're going to create a different way of interacting within our group to support that model and be able to prep everyone for the things that we have coming out in the fourth quarter. So I'm excited about that, and excited about how we continue this journey together. Sherry, I'm so glad you unmuted. You be encouraged. You reach out so we can get you that support. And there's somebody else who specializes in decluttering and some reorganizing. I just have to figure out who that is, because what we're building eventually will be this directory within our Faithpreneur movement of all the people who have expertise, businesses, products, and services in certain places, so that you know who to do business with. I'm going to go out there and put it out in the world. We're going to have Faithpreneur certified businesses. So if you see that certification, you know they're vetted. You know they're not trying to rob your money. They're not trying to sell you something you don't need. That they're operating in integrity, that they're putting God first, and they're giving you the best of what they have, so that we can be able to support that and have partners like Buy Black 360 that Cecilia talked about earlier. We have people like Speakers Magazine, people like Black Speakers Network. other collaborations that bring into our community the kind of excellence that we're all seeking to deliver in the marketplace. So thank you so much for unmuting.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, family. Anybody else before we wrap up?
Yes, I just wanted to add one thing. First of all, I just wanted to reach out to Cecilia and tell her, I'm not Cecilia, Sherry that was just speaking, that since she has her phone out, she can just go, Elizabeth Madison has a YouTube channel as well. So you can subscribe to her YouTube channel. And it's spelled Elizabeth like you would traditionally spell it, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, and then Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N. So you can subscribe to her channel while you have your phones out. And I want to encourage all of us on the broadcast today and those to listen to pull out their phones and go to Faithpreneur VIP Prayer and hit that subscribe button. I know Dr. Stacy just said it, but while we're on our phones and on our devices, we can just do it right now while we're thinking about it. And then also for clutter, Sherry, if you just get started with just either filing or throwing away one piece of paper or one thing that you don't need, but you just do that consistently every day. And it's very helpful if you can do it the same time every day, because then it's easier to become a habit. And it's also very helpful if you attach the habit to something that you do already. Like, I don't know what that could be, but like maybe before you walk out the door or whatever habit, like brushing your teeth, or when you come in and you just do that one more thing when you come in, even though you're tired, because that's going to improve your self-esteem and improve that part of yourself that says, you know, when I say I'm going to do something, I honor my word. I'm living from a life of integrity, and I'm doing what I'm saying I'm going to do. So that helps to build confidence. So even if you just do that one thing and just be consistent and do it every day. And then the last thing is whenever it's anything that you don't feel like you want to do, or it's feeling like it's a struggle or feeling hard, if you just say Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, and just keep repeating that, that will help you to get through. Thank you so much, Dr. Stacy. Back to you.
Thank you.
That's how we support each other in this community. I just love it. I love it. Thank you, Dietrellis, and thank you, Sherry. That's what we're here for. That's why this Saturday morning is such a sacred place and time for me, because it's where God's glory gets revealed. I'm just the mouthpiece and the hand servant and the foot soldier for God and the work that we have to do in this community. So thank you all for being so supportive to one another and encouraging one another on this journey. We're doing this together. Y'all can't quit me. Y'all got to deal with me forever till God carry me home. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I want to be here for 100 years because this place is getting real interesting. I want to be on the first round up. I want to be Jesus' first draft pick. When the trumpet's down, I'm out. While I'm here, I'm going to do his job and his work. So anybody else before we hang up?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Darren, go right ahead.
All right, people. Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. So I'm grateful for life, a family and friends, my colleagues, my church community, this community. I have a place to stay. I got some food to eat. And I'm trying to get too excited because my vacation has officially started. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all just don't know. And to kick it off, my birthday is Monday, so y'all know I'm going to celebrate. I'm out here to see right now.
Birthday.
My birthday is Monday. I'm getting down with it.
Awesome. Well, happy early birthday.
And I just created, y'all can get me fired up because just so much going on. It's like, I just don't know where to start, but I tell you, because I have got to a point, though, like you say, I realize that I'm not gonna look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or nothing, but I do go out here and I walk every day. I drink my water, so I mean, and like you say, by walking, because at first things always you gotta go through the storm to get through the rain. And at first, I tried like an hour every day, but it's been so hot up here lately. I just kind of slag it back. I can't come out here and she's passed out, but I do walk around the house, but that's not the same thing. But I do walk, and I tell you, because I might not be, Arnold, but I mean, I'm on it.
Yeah, just walking on the hot days, you got to go. Love you more. Mm-hmm. And just go early on the hot days before the sun gets too hot so you can get it out the way.
Well, see, but before, I've been working at home, so I can't really do it until after I get off work, which is usually around 6 o'clock. So, but then, the sun don't really go down until, around 9. I mean, that's kind of late, but I do it anyway, and I just, monitor myself. But I do like a half an hour sometimes. I just rest for 15 minutes and do another half an hour. But I mean, nonstop. I mean, I'm pumping it. So I do that, I try to do that every day. At least 30 minutes every day.
Well, 30 minutes is great. And, shout out to Girl Trek, girltrek.org. There are different chapters all over the globe now. And I've been trekking with the Queens chapter as well as doing my SUQ moves on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, you just got to start. So that's the moral to the story. Just start somewhere. Right. Move something. And drink your water. I can't stress. Yeah. Water alone can change your composition because we're made up of water, majority water. That's and right. I didn't realize how important it was to flush your system. So that I've known years ago.
I'm sorry. Like you said, you got to start because you don't have to be great to get started, but you got to get started to be great.
There you go. Whoop, there it is.
I'm dropping the mic right there. Love you, sis.
Love you more.
Yeah.
All right, family. I'm going to wrap up our call unless there's anyone else or there's a new caller that just wants to say hello. You can do that now before we close. Just press star 1. Okay, I think the lines are clear. Thank you all for being here, being a part of today's Facebook VIP prayer call. I love you all. There's nothing you can do about it. Be encouraged. Our God is in control, and there is nothing impossible with him. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Bye-bye. See you next week by the grace of God for the first Saturday in August. Lord, we're on the countdown of the Facebook weekend 2020. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.